Hi guys, so welcome again to the Secrets of a Healthy Pinay. So in here we will be we'll be sharing stories about weight loss, your hardships and your success stories about it, diet tips, eating healthy tips, basically everything you would ever need to become a healthy Pinay. So like I mentioned time and time again, I have always been a big girl ever since I was young. I was always been the fat one, the overweight one. I was always big ever since I was young. And there are a few times when I feel, because usually when I go out, people see me as confident, like I bring myself well. I don't let others think that I think that I am feeling bad, or I'm sad that I'm fat. I never let other people think of me that way. I always ooze positivity and confidence and show that to people. But there are times when I can kind of be too self-conscious, and I kind of feel bad and kind of have self-pity and think about, like, why am I overweight? Why am I fat? What am I doing wrong? Why are other people skinny or normal? And why am I fat? Because if you think about it, why do people get fat? And most of the time, the answer would lie on the amount of food you eat. Like, fat people eat a lot more than skinny people. But when you ask my friends and you ask other people, they would usually ask me, "Hey, Jane, bakit nang taba mo? Hindi ka naman malakas kumain." Because I don't eat a lot, I think. That's what I thought. I thought that I was just eating normally. And I wasn't eating a lot, because when I eat out, like when you're in school, for example, eating lunch at the canteen, you order kanin and you order ulam and that's it. And I usually just drink water because I don't really like soft drinks. So just one cup of rice and ulam and that's it. And people usually ask, why am I fat? Knowing that, I mean, because they observe me eat and I don't really eat that much. So that's how I was, that's what I was thinking, that why am I fat? I don't really eat that much, so why do I have this kind of body? Until this particular day, I think it was when one of my cousins was staying over at home, probably around Christmas season, because that's usually when a lot of my family members have overnights at our house. So Christmas season, and this was probably around 2008-2009, and one of my cousins was staying over, and she's one of my closest cousins, aside from the fact that she's my cousin that's closest to me in age. So we were at home, and we were talking about eating because we're so hungry. So we got our plates, we got some food, and then we started eating. And then this cousin of mine, I don't know why she just commented on my food, but she doesn't normally, and we have been together a lot when we were young, but as we grew older, we kind of have been having our separate lives. Although during Christmas, yeah, because families always come together during Christmas time. So we see each other at Christmas. But at that particular moment, we were eating dinner. We were sitting on the table after we got our food, and we were eating dinner. And she just commented, "Ang dami ng pagkain mo." So she was telling me how I have large amounts of food on my plate. And that kind of just threw me off. I mean, because I didn't really used to think that I ate a lot. But that comment kind of made me realize that maybe I really do eat a lot. Because I looked at my plate and I kind of looked at hers. But I mean, I find it funny because she didn't have as much as I did, but she actually came for seconds. And I only had that one portion. But anyway, so just her commenting on how much food I have on my plate kind of made me think that maybe she's right. Maybe I really am eating a lot more than what I should be. So after that, see, I didn't really do anything about it. I just became aware of how much I'm eating at that particular time. And I became aware, so in the span of the day, so I wake up in the morning and I eat breakfast, and breakfast I tend to not really eat a lot, but I do eat rice and ulam and water. And then about before lunch, like around 10, I would kind of feel hungry and would want some kind of snack, so I would grab something. And then lunchtime would come, and then I would eat, and then merienda time would come, and then you would have to eat a snack or something, and then dinner. And that's when I noticed that I don't eat a lot when I'm around people. But I do tend to eat a lot more when I'm alone. And at the same time, I eat a lot when I'm bored. Does that make sense? Like, if you're not noticing what you're doing, you kind of were just eating and you tend to eat a lot. Like, when you're watching a movie, you grab a bag of chips, like a big bag of Doritos, for example, and then you start eating, and the movie hasn't even finished, and then you ended up finishing that entire bag of chips, which wasn't meant to be eaten by one person in one sitting. It's a big, big bag of chips. Plus, aside from that, you would be drinking juice, which has a lot of sugar, and sometimes you would be eating other kinds of snacks like French fries, popcorn, chocolates. So you tend to eat a lot more when you're not really noticing it. And also, when I'm eating alone at home, I tend to eat a lot more because I grab food from the pot. I don't have any serving platters in front of me where I just get enough food each time. I tend to just get food all at once, grab the amount of rice I think I would want to eat, and then grab the ulam that I think I would want to eat, and it tends to be a lot more than when I'm sitting on the table with family and just getting food a little at a time. So that's when I became aware that that point when my cousin commented on how much I really am eating, that was the point where I kind of been made aware of how much I really am eating. That's when I noticed that I do eat a lot more when I'm bored or when I'm not noticing things, like when I'm watching TV series, watching TV, watching movies, sometimes even when I'm working, because when you're working, your attention is not on eating, your attention is on your work. So you tend to eat snacks like crackers, biscuits, chocolates, candies, and sometimes drinks, juices, few times because I don't really like it, but sometimes I do soft drinks. And also, I find it funny remembering it now, but I do this thing when I buy food for takeout or drive-through from fast food restaurants like Jollibee or McDo or KFC. I do this thing because I really do want to order a lot of food just for myself, but I sometimes worry because they would see me and they would, I mean, they meaning the people at the register would see me and think this big girl would be ordering this much food, and that's why she's big, because she's ordering this much food and she's eating this much food. So what I tend to do is that I would order so much more food that it would be impossible for one person to be ordering and eating that much food by herself. Because I don't want the people at the cash register to think that I'm ordering all of this food just for myself, and I am fat because I'm eating that kind of food normally. So I was ordering a lot more food so that they would think that it's impossible for me to eat everything, that I would have to share it, and that's just that what I'm ordering is not just for one person. So, for example, if I'm going drive-through to McDonald's and I wanted to eat a 6-piece chicken nugget and a quarter pounder burger, for example, or Filet-O-Fish burger, I would be ordering other burger items as well, and as well as French fries, so that they wouldn't think that the food that I would be ordering would just be for one person. Although what ends up happening is, because I'm ordering so much food and I'm really ordering just for myself, I would end up eating that entire amount of food just for myself. I remember this one time again, and that I really wanted to eat the burgers from Jollibee. I don't know, it might be weird for other people, but if it's just the plain burger, I would really like to eat Jollibee more than McDonald's. So I went drive-through on this particular Jollibee branch. It's actually the one in Blue Wave in Marikina. I drove through their drive-through, and I really wanted to order a just a regular Yum Burger, and one wouldn't be enough, two wouldn't be enough. And I really wanted to eat three burgers. But again, with my worry that the people at the cash register might think that, hey, this person's fat because she's ordering three and she's gonna be eating three, and she's normally eating three burgers. That's why she's fat, because she does that. She's eating that much. I don't want them to think that. So what I ended up doing was, I ordered five burgers at that particular time, because in my head, my reasoning was that if I ordered five burgers, then they would think that, maybe she would bring this home and share this to their family, because it's impossible for just one person to eat five burgers. But in reality, when I got back home, I ended up eating everything by myself. I was just the only one who ate it. My entire family didn't know that I bought five burgers. So what ended up happening is that I ended up eating a lot more than what I planned, because in my head, I had this kind of reasoning that I have to order more, I have to order more, because I don't want the other people to think this way. I wanted them to think the other way. So, I probably have been in denial in a long time regarding how much I'm eating, because I'm only showing other people that I am not eating a lot, but in reality, I am. I was a closet overeater, if that even makes sense. So it also made sense why I got bigger and bigger as years went on, why I got over 200 pounds, why I was morbidly obese, why I was so big that none of the regular clothes, none of the clothes that you can regularly buy in stores would fit me. Yeah, so I was a closet overeater. And for people out there who think that they're fat just because of their hormones and it's not at all because of how much they're eating, they're probably just kidding themselves. Because you probably are overeating. You probably are overeating compared to how much your body can process. Like, each person can process different amounts of food because it depends on the kinds of chemicals you have in your body, the kind of mixture of your hormones, the kind of ability of how much your body can actually burn off in a day. And it's very different for each person. One person can burn like a lot of food in a day, and another person cannot. And it probably happened that I cannot burn as much as the next person. So I was eating a lot more than what my body needed. That's why all the fat just accumulated and accumulated and accumulated. And that's why I got over 200 pounds. That's why I got almost 100 kilograms in weight. So I think it's very important to be self-aware. Be self-aware of how much you are actually eating. Be self-aware if you are overeating. Be self-aware enough to know that when to know when you're full and when you should stop eating. I think that's important. The most important thing is that just stop eating when you don't feel like you need to eat anymore. Don't ever think that food would be wasted if you stopped eating something, because you can always keep food for the next time, for the next meal. You don't have to throw it away if you don't finish it. You can keep it. You can keep it and eat it again the next time. So, yeah, I think self-awareness is really one thing that all of us should really, really try to learn. It's very difficult. Like, for me, for other people, it's very easy, but for myself, I found it really difficult to be self-aware enough to know that that you are eating too much, to be self-aware enough to know when to stop eating. For me, it was very difficult. Until now, actually, it is still difficult. But I think it's an important skill to learn. So yeah. So I just wanted to share that with you guys for today. And yeah, again, I'll see you tomorrow. That's it for today, and we'll talk again about other stories and other chica tomorrow. So that's it, guys. Have a great day ahead and be the healthy Pinay that you want to be. Bye.